Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. 2 Corinthians 2, 14 through 17. What is the very first word that comes out of it? Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. When you realize that if we are in Christ, we're supposed to triumph how many times? So is it easy to praise and give thanks to the God that causes us to triumph in Christ? Just think, if we really are in faith. But now there's some people that are Christians that don't triumph in Christ because they haven't never learned to walk in faith. You have to learn to walk in faith. You have to learn who you are. Can you imagine, let's just take, say, myself and my son or my daughter, back when my daughter was alive. Just think about my daughter coming in and say, Daddy, you know, I'm fixing to be 16 years old, and I would like to have a car. Well, I'm sorry, honey. I bought Tim a pickup when he was 16, but because you're a girl, I can't buy you one. No, you can't have one. Can you imagine Daddy saying that to his 16-year-old daughter? I bought my son a pickup. He had one. So now then, I can't show partiality. Now, if I'm going to not buy either one of them a car, then I have that option. I just don't buy either one of them a car. Now, if I can't afford it, that's another issue. But I was a man of means. I mean, I didn't have lots of money, but I had some. And I'm grateful I had a good job, and I did have enough money to buy things for my children. I didn't buy new ones. I bought used ones, of course. Well, when my daughter said she wanted a car, I said, well, the first thing we need to do tonight when we have our Bible reading time, we need to pray and ask God to send you a car. I said, what do you want? She said, Daddy, I want a Beretta. I said, okay. That was a little Chevrolet Beretta. That's what she wanted. So we prayed. I asked her, I said, now you pray and ask the Lord to send you the exact Beretta that you want, exactly the way you want it. And so she did. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to be in agreement with my daughter's prayer that she wants a little Beretta, so we know you have the right one out there somewhere. I said, now, Lord, I have, at that time, I said, Lord, I have $7,500 set aside to buy my daughter a car. Now, it can't be more than that because I'm not going to finance it. That's all the money I have, but I've been saving because, see, a father thinks about long term. So when she was 14, he knew that in a couple of years, she's going to want a car. You know? So I've been saving my money to buy her a car. See, that's why God give mothers and fathers. Mothers are short-term thinkers, and fathers are long-term thinkers. And so I had saved the money in advance. So we started looking for her a car. Oh, every day she would want to go to the car lots and look for her car. Well, sometimes I didn't have time to do that. So one day we were headed down to Brownwood to see our relatives down there. And I think every used car lot on the side of the road between here and Brownwood, Texas, we stopped to see if somebody had a Beretta. Nobody had one. Nobody. So after about 2 months, I mean, she's getting a little, well, Daddy, maybe God's not going to answer my prayer. I said, no, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I said, He's training you how to be an overcomer. I said, He has the perfect Beretta for you. Don't you ever doubt Him. Now see, it's amazing how we live a defeated life because all of a sudden we think, well, I've been looking for 2 months or 3 months and God hadn't put one out there, so it must not be His will for me to have one. Well, see, that's not the way you do God, is it? You continually praise Him and thank Him for your Beretta. And I taught her that. Well, this trip when we got to Brownwood, we looked all the way from here to Brownwood. It took us the longest trip to Brownwood I ever made in my life. You know, it took us hours and hours to get to Brownwood, 3 hours away. But anyway, when we got down there, the other cousins were a little older, so they already had a driver's license, and so they had drove downtown. And she come flying back to the house and little while said, Daddy, that blue Beretta is sitting on the parking lot, I mean on the used car lot right here in Brownwood. I said, but today's Saturday, are they open? She said, no, they're not open. But said, that's the one I want. I said, well, let's see if we can go down there and find out who they are. So we went down there and found the phone number. And we called the guy and I explained the situation to him. So he said, well, I just live right here close to it. I'll just come down and show it to you. So when we got there, Amanda had already looked at it. And she said, y'all want to drive it? And I said, well, sure, we'll take it out up the Bangs Hill and back. So it was a beautiful little car. Oh, when we got in that car, yes, we drove off. Amanda, Daddy, this is it. This is what I want. This is perfect. Oh, goodness, this is my car. I said, well, now when we get back down there, I got to try to deal with a guy. I got to get it for 75 or under. I said, he's asking a little more than that for it, and I only have 75. So I said, when you get down there, when he says, Amanda, how do you like the car? You say, it's okay. It's okay. I could live with it or without it. Just okay. I said, but don't be excited. Because if you're excited, then he's going to know, you know, that I'm going to have to pay the price to get this car. And I said, and we might not get it. So we get down there, and sure enough, when she gets out, the guy said, well, Amanda, how'd you like the car? He said, don't you? It drove fine. It was okay. She wasn't the least bit excited. I thought, wow, praise the Lord. She's listening to Daddy. She's really listening. And so I told him, I said, well, you know, I know you want a little more than $7,500 for this, but I only have $7,500, and that's my budget, and that's all I can do. So, you know, if you'll tell it to us for $75, I'll take it. But he said, I said, if you want more than that for it, then I can't. We'll just have to look for another one. He said, well, okay, I'll take it. So we go in and we fill out the paperwork and everything, sign everything, and I write him a check for the car. And the minute I've signed the check, and he said, okay, the car's yours. Amanda jumps straight up. Praise the Lord, Daddy, that's my car. I told you that was my car. And well, that guy said, I thought you said it was just okay. She said, my daddy told me to say that. But we got the car for $7,500. If that guy knew she was that excited over that car, it would cost me $8,000, you know. So. But see, does God put us to the test like that?
Yes.
Sure he does. He puts us to the test just like that. You know, I mean, she had to wait, I think it was 2.5 or 3 months before she got that car. But oh, did she love that little car. And I'm so grateful that I bought that little car for her. You know, now, I told her whenever she got married, she was still driving that little car. And I told her, I said, now, honey, I'll tell you what, when you get married, you and your husband are going to come under a different covenant than I am, because I said your husband has not learned how to walk in faith yet, and your husband, I've talked to him, but he's not a tither. I said, now, he's not giving to God like he would. So I said, you're going to be under a curse with him when you marry him. He's under a curse, because anybody that does not obey the commands of God is under a curse. So I said, I've talked to him and talked to him about tithing. I said, y'all are going to church, but he tells me he cannot give 10% of his paycheck to the Lord. But I said, he does not understand. He can't make it without it. But I said, I haven't got through to him yet. So I said, I want you and him, when y'all leave my house, I'm going to take the car out of my name. I'm going to put it in your name, and I want y'all to get insurance on the car. I said, because you're going to be under a curse, and I don't know what could possibly happen. I said, anything could happen because you're under a curse from God because you're not obeying his word. Well, I put the car in their name, but they didn't hear the rest of it. They just got liability, that's all, no coverage. Well, one day she called and said, Daddy, something is wrong with my car. I said, what do you mean? She said, would you come up here and look at my car? I went up there, and somebody, they lived in a little mobile home park over in Denton. Somebody had walked through between the mobile homes and took his fist and hit right in the center of the windshield just as hard as he could, and that windshield was broken a million pieces. I said, well, I told y'all. Now you're going to have to go have a windshield put in it. I said, I told you, if you don't tithe, you're going to open the door to the Lord's curse, and the Lord's going to get more money than the tithe would have cost you. That's what people don't understand. When you're under a curse, the enemy always gets more than his share. God only asks for 10%, but the devil, he'll get who knows how much of it. But see, people don't understand these principles, but you learn these from reading God's word. It says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Now, like I said, some of us that are Christians that are walking in obedience to his word, we're triumphing in Christ. Those that are not walking in obedience, they're not walking in the triumphal life. That's why we have so much sickness and problems and everything else in the church, because some people are still, even though they're in the church, they're still under God's curse because they're not obeying him in every realm. Then he says, it makes manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet Savior of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the Savior of death unto death, and to the other the Savior of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For what does he mean there? You know, when you try to share Christ with somebody that's lost, you know, and you try, and maybe you've done this, I know I have many times, I've tried to share Christ with someone, and they say, well, I really don't need Jesus. I said, yes, you do, because I said, what happens if you die? Well, if I die, I just die. I said, no, you don't. I said, if you die without Jesus, you get to go to this place of flaming hell, and you're going to be there forever. Well, you see, I don't believe that. I don't believe there's a hell. No loving God would put me in hell. Yeah, he'll let you go there yourself, though. I guarantee you he will. And people don't understand that. And so, you know, if we are trying, if for those of us that's talking about Jesus, we realize when we come to know Jesus and we get saved, it's life. We have life, and we have eternal life. All we got to do is obey his commands, walk in obedience to his word. But the people that will not accept Jesus Christ, they have a death certificate. And not only are they going to die on this earth, but they're going to go to a place of flaming hell, and they're going to spend eternity in that place. I can't even imagine that. Can you? I can't even imagine that. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God speak we in Christ. So when we speak something out of this book, we're speaking it as of the words of Christ himself. Now I want to go to 2 Corinthians 9:7-15. 2 Corinthians 9:7-15. Every man, according as he has purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. In other words, when you tithe or when you give, in other words, you tithe first and then you give gifts above your tithe. I've told a lot of people many a time, if you tithe to this church, don't just go over there to the box and drop your check in. Go over there, and when you put your money in the box, say, Lord, thank you that I have the privilege to tithe into your ministry. Lord, I thank you that I'm going to reap a bountiful harvest on my giving because I'm an obedient son or daughter. Somebody said, well, why do I need to do that? Because God is a faith God. And if you don't know that the plan of sowing and reaping is in effect, you can put your money in there and never say nothing, not to say thank you, not say, woo, Lord, thank you that I have the privilege to give into your kingdom. God loves a cheerful giver.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Just Passing Through This Earth, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.